Ivy Cottage, Parish Workhouse. Ivy Cottage was built in 1634 by the Feffies of the Common Lands of Rotherham. The land was eventually purchased by the Feffies in 1659 to house their job creation scheme employing paupers to weave cloth. At the time, the poor were helped by a mixture of outdoor and indoor relief and remained in their homes. If their circumstances were more severe, or they were homeless, they had to move to the workhouse to receive indoor relief and do work to try to improve their situation. The workhouse could accommodate just over 20 people, but at its peak, 44 families worked here. The scheme was financed from a legacy of £100 left to the poor by the Earl of Shrewsbury in 1617. In 1757, profits from loans to local business people were used to install new glazing and purchasing further manufacturing materials. Over the following years, the income swung from making a loss to returning back to profit, where the initiative finally ceased in 1839. The Poor Relief Act, introduced in 1834, included the introduction of formal workhouses and saw the responsibility taken out of the hands of the Feffies under the jurisdiction of a Board of Guardians, chaired by the Earl Fitzwilliam. Ivy Cottage became a private dwelling when the Union Workhouse opened in Alma Road in 1839 and a dental practice from 1901. Ivy Cottage became a listed Grade II building in 1950 due to the survival of its original 17th-century structure. Unfortunately, an inspection carried out in October 1989 revealed that the building had undergone modern alterations. Consequently, it was felt it no longer fulfilled the listing criteria and was removed from the statutory list. Nevertheless, Ivy Cottage is a historic building highlighted by Rotherham District Civic Society. The Rotherham District Civic Society blue plaque was unveiled by Mr. Giles Bloomer, Greave of the Feffies of the Common Lands of Rotherham, on 28 September 2019 at 16 The Crofts, Rotherham.